The guy who called Michigan's national championship winning season is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He is one of the great play-by-play voices in college football. He's also a midday host on our station in Detroit, The Ticket. Doug Karsh is here on 93.7 The Fan. Doug, you just heard Tomlin's scouting report. Anything you'd like to add to that to begin?
I second what he said, and thanks for having me on, guys. We'll talk later.
See ya.
No, he nailed it. He's tough as nails. He's got great speed. I don't think there's any catch he can't make. Going over the middle, he made a catch in the Rose Bowl that'll live in Michigan history on Michigan's do-or-die drive against Alabama on a ball that was tipped, and which throws off the timing of everything. And he had one of those plays where he jumps, and you could tell he was like, uh-oh, I got to hang in the air here for an extra beat. And he was able to do it and pull this pass down that might have been intercepted had he not got his hands on it. And, Roman Wilson just got better and better and better, and has some unique personality traits. You might want to ask him about his choice to choose. He wears Crocs, but he'll wear mismatched colors. He's got a pretty popular video blog that he put out. So he will live in Michigan lore for what he did for that championship team.
Doug, I got
Crocs. I'm hung up on the Crocs thing.
Yeah,
why?
I know.
Crocs,
right?
I've never worn Crocs in my entire life.
Does he wear them with the athletic strap down, or does he wear them casual with that thing folded over the front? Because there's Crocs for business and Crocs for pleasure, Doug.
Yeah, I think he's a Crocs for pleasure kind of guy. Very laid back. Very laid. Like, if you want central casting somebody who's from the state of Hawaii, he's your guy.
I would imagine. Well, that kind of, I guess, answers the question I was about to ask, but I'll ask it anyway, Doug. You're a wide receiver. You're at Michigan. That's not a program over the last couple of years under Jim Harbaugh that was building its brand through the air. So how did he handle even being the prominent target, them not passing the ball as much as a lot of other elite teams?
Well, they did it their way. And if you are one of the top two wide receivers, you got your share of footballs thrown your way. But, there's not the volume, right? I mean, they didn't, and yet, it didn't really hurt Roman's draft status. I don't think it hurt J.J. McCarthy's draft status. It is what it is. You're not – the way they did it, and Sharon Moore, the offensive coordinator and now the head coach, his mantra on his gravestone will probably be the word smash, because he loves to run the ball. And they built an old-school I formation, and for your purposes, Franco Harris type of rushing attack. And, the truth is it – kind of went against the grain of the direction of football, and I think it worked to their benefit. But yes, that's not what you asked. You asked how did he handle it. You got to be a willing blocker, which I'm sure will play well with Tomlin and with Pittsburgh
fans. So Doug Karsh with us here, Michigan football play-by-play man. It sounds like the list of guys that have just goofed off here and gone nuts. A.B., Claypool, Deontay Johnson, I could keep going. You're not going to put Roman Wilson and lump him in with those types of guys, huh?
I would no. I don't think he is a future diva wide receiver, and we I think every town has seen it. But he's kind of a nuts and bolts kind of guy that you just like having on your football team. And you go back and you look, and he actually had one of Michigan's critical plays earlier in that do or die drive. He had a block in the back, which wasn't his finest moment. But he is a willing blocker. He will not. He'll put his face in there, and has no issue with doing the little things, the dirty work. Because at Michigan under Jim Harbaugh, you weren't going to play. They had guys that weren't good at it, and you aren't going to play if you don't do that. So those things matter. That's why a 15-yard run becomes a 50-yard run. It's because your wide receivers are blocking downfield, and Roman Wilson was capable.
Speed, hands, or route running? Which one do you think's number one for him right now, Doug?
Probably speed and route running, but I have no issue with the hands. I don't really remember him dropping any passes this past season, but he's got great speed. And, of course, the players with great speed like to tell you about it. And so we heard about it quite a bit. But, he was going up in practice every day against the best defense in college football. So, and Will Johnson, who will be a top 10 pick next year at the cornerback spot, is who they were practicing against every day. So there was great competition on the practice field, and I think that resonates with how many Michigan players were drafted.
Doug, obviously his numbers were best this past year. What did you see that was most improved in his game from the 2022 season to last year?
Great question. He started getting open. I mean, he just more and more you could see that he was, and I heard Mike Tomlin talk about, you know, the breaks at the top of his route, and he was more open. He was more accessible to JJ. And, it's more than just being fast that gets you open, right? You have to be a precise route runner. And that was a big part of his game. He also has like the intangible toughness that he showed. And, you know, he had some pretty choice words to say about Ohio State and some of their players and their presence on social media.
I love that. Yep.
And yeah, I mean, he was out there and they took great pride in their toughness on this team. And obviously that applies, you think about that and it's in the trenches and all that, but the wide receivers embraced it. So again, I mean, what am I talking? I'm talking to a Pittsburgh audience. I know my Uncle Ted and Uncle Bob back there would be so proud of me being on Pittsburgh radio.
Uncle Ted and Uncle Bob, where are they here, Doug?
Uncle Ted and Uncle Bob always used to talk to me about the Stullers. And whenever anybody from the Michigan got drafted by the Stullers, my phone would ring and I'd have to get, I did this with them for years, guys. This is old school, man.
Now, did you tell him the same thing, Uncle Pat and Uncle Bob, that Dan Dierdorf?
You've said Pat twice now. Ted? Uncle Ted.
It's the same. Did you tell Uncle Ted and Uncle Bob the same thing Dan Dierdorf told us about Devin Bush, best defensive player he ever saw in a Michigan uniform, Charles Woodson included, got us all excited, and then he sucked?
He did get us hot and bothered about Devin Bush, I'm afraid.
I mean, Devin Bush was beloved here. I don't know that I would have gone that far as Dan, but you know what? Around here, when Dan Dierdorf speaks, I just say, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what we did that day. And he made fun of
yes, sir, Mr. Dierdorf. Thank you, Mr. Dierdorf.
And he made fun of an Ohio State alum and asked if he was a janitor while he was on the air with us that day. It was very funny.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was our sports director who took the shrapnel there. last one on Wilson. Tyler Lockett, you think that's an apt comparison, Doug?
Decent. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's,
because Russell Wilson threw a lot of balls to him, and we got Russell Wilson here now.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that plays out for you guys. I'm actually thinking, what about the field? Like, the Fields kid to me is the long term. Well, he's, of course, a long term, but I think he might be a short term solution.
Are you coming in to do Pittsburgh sports talk here, Doug? Because,
right?
you just hit the big notes here.
We want that in Detroit because it means the Bears made a huge mistake. So that's what we're rooting for in Detroit. But, yeah, I think that's a good comparison. I mean, I'm trying to think of a Pittsburgh receiver in the past, but
people are bringing up Hines Ward, evoking that name because it's another third round receiver.
Okay, lofty, but yeah, I could see that.
Doug, one more for you. Okay, so Roman Wilson, you said he got open. That's what he did better from 2022 to 2023. You sound like somebody that's going to give it to us straight on this. What's one thing you think he's going to have to improve upon even more to make that jump successfully to pro ball?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to bulk up. I think that, he's not the biggest of targets and physically, but he also, he's kind of a slightly built guy. So I would say that time in the weight room and the right nutrition, he'll pack out some pounds. I think ideally that's probably the biggest thing that would be my question about him moving forward.
Now you're aware, and he's aware, right? He's not allowed to lift in Crocs in the NFL. Can't do squats in Crocs.
Yeah, that's going to be – well, Ben Herbert, who was the strength and conditioning coach, had some pretty strict rules in the weight room at Michigan. So I think he's probably aware of that rule.
Hey, Doug, you do middays in Detroit. Cam Sutton came here and talked to the Steelers last week, I know. Just from a strictly football perspective, how did he play last year with the Lions?
He started off really well, and then they got into the latter portion of the schedule and started facing – Justin Jefferson and the guys of that ilk, and it started getting a little bit rough. I think the plan moving forward that he would be moved to CB2 and not have to take on as heavy a workload, but obviously we never got to that, and it somewhat I would say impacted the Lions' draft day plans going corner with the double tap to open it up. So it feels it's a sad story. I hate to see it, and we were pleasantly surprised with the way it started. But it got a little rough after that.
Doug Karsh with us, voice of Michigan football, does an awesome job. Hey, Doug, thanks for coming on
with
us, man. We appreciate it.
Anytime, boys.
There you go.